Why is it important? In December 2006, TJX Company, the mother company behind stores like TJ Maxx and Marshalls, was hacked so that 94 million of its customers' credit card numbers and identifying information was stolen. For months, TJX refused to reveal the size of the breach. It finally disclosed that 45 million credit card numbers were stolen, making it the largest security breach until that time. At the beginning of 2009, Visa and MasterCard noticed suspicious activity through myriad transactions taking place through Heartland payment systems. An investigation uncovered that over 130 million credit card numbers had been compromised in a security breach. Heartland Payment Systems was deemed out of compliance by Visa and MasterCard and was not allowed to authorize payments using those cards for several months. The company also had to pay $145 million in compensation for the fraudulent payment activity. In 2012, hackers reportedly from China broke into the United States Office of Personnel Management System, which contains highly sensitive information on every single individual who is employed by the U.S. government. As the hack was not discovered, the hackers were able to stay inside the system until 2014. During this time, they had access to security clearances, fingerprints, and other critically sensitive information of U.S. government employees. The official report on the security breach claimed that the security of these employees was compromised for a full generation. In October 2013, the online company Adobe was found to have been hacked. The company originally reported that the hacker stole the encrypted usernames, passwords, and credit card information of 3 million customers. That number was later reported to be nearly 40 million. However, investigators discovered that the hack actually led to 150 million users having their personal and financial information compromised. Adobe had to pay $1 million. Around Thanksgiving of 2013, Target's computer system was hacked, and the credit card and contact information, including the full names, email addresses, telephone numbers, and dates of birth of over 100 million people were compromised. The hack was not discovered for several weeks, leaving those compromised credit card numbers and identities vulnerable all through the holiday shopping season. The total cost of the hack was estimated at $162 million. As a result, the CEO of Target resigned. In May 2014, hackers broke into the eBay corporate account using the username and password of three employees. The security breach was not discovered until 229 days later, during which time they had access to the usernames, passwords, dates of birth, and addresses of 145 million users. Fortunately, credit card information was not compromised. In July 2014, J.P. Morgan Chase, the largest bank in the United States, fell victim to a hack that affected nearly half of all American households, as well as seven small businesses. Although the bank claimed that no money or Social Security numbers were stolen, the usernames and passwords of many accounts were stolen. In September 2014, Home Depot announced that it was hacked, probably during the spring of that year. This hack led to the theft of the credit card information of 56 million customers. The hack began when malware masquerading as antivirus software infected the point-of-sale systems of the company's stores. The company had to pay nearly $20 million in damages and identity theft protection services to those whose information had been compromised. In February 2015, the largest security breach in healthcare history occurred when a group of cyber criminals, allegedly sponsored by a foreign government, hacked into the Anthem Health Insurance website. The attack led to millions of names, addresses, dates of birth, and the personal health information of individuals insured by Anthem to become compromised. The breach began when an Anthem employee opened up a phishing email. That one email led to well over $100 million in damages. In the fall of 2016, while Yahoo was in negotiations to sell itself to the company Verizon, it disclosed that